A group of strangers receive a mysterious message from an old friend on the planet of synthetic life. When tragedy strikes, these intrepid heroes, or should we say intrepid investigators, must solve a murder in Metal City. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM for this neon-tinted noir mystery.
The name's Tim. I'm wearing the shoes of Dexter Rain, a shameless, a gumshoe, pounding the pavement in the guts of striving, looking for trouble. And sister, trouble always finds me.
I'm Isis, and I'm playing Vaz Salty, a snarky medical drama actress.
I'm Rue, I use they, he, or ze pronouns, and I'm playing Whose Bows Are Lit Within, Bows for short, an inflorescent Kizar Solarian, who's a ray of sunlight from the chilling depths of the ice wells.
I'm Jocelyn, and I'm playing Together in Electric Dreams, a contemplative technomancer seeking the spark of life.
I'm John, and I'm playing Zabi Fragolarius, an elder skittermander with a penchant for explosions.
And I'm Alex, and I'll be playing Patsy Van Dyne, a rat about town with her nose in everybody's business.
And now, on with the episode. Here it is, folks. Exciting conclusion. Previously, our intrepid investigators finally confronted the prof's killer, and though he spilled the beans about his motives, he let slip that the artifacts he stole from the archive could just well end the universe. But he didn't still have them on him. Apparently a group of aliens called Jin Souls were crashed on Abalon at the start of this mess, took them right off him, right after shooting him in the stomach. The gang healed up the ersatz killer and took him along deeper into the ice well to confront these Jin Souls. A brief exchange of gunfire later, the investigators took out the Jin Soul warlord and his lackeys. Before they could get aboard the crashed ship, an explosion cracked the ice beneath, threatening to send it plunging into a deep crevasse. Can they rescue the artifacts and beat the rap? Let's find out. Indeed, here we are back at this map. And you notice that the sort of plasma cannon on this crashed starship, kind of after you disabled it and all the other Jin Souls had been just killed. Well done. Well criticaled, I should say. exploded, and that just sort of shook the ice a bit here, and this thing is like not like a 100% going to happen in this next second about the plunge deep into that crevasse, but like the ice is shifting. There's a definite tremor in the ground beneath you. It is moving a little bit, like tilting a little bit deep towards the depths. What do you all want to do?
Do we know if they're inside the ship? Like, are they on the Jin Souls or are they in the ship?
You can tell pretty much just by looking at these Jin Soul corpses. They don't have anything that looks like these artifacts.
Okay.
On them.
Cool.
Okay.
Just a quick glance. Someone has a satchel or, you know, enough. That armor doesn't have a lot of pockets, clearly.
It's too full of leg blades.
Yes, exactly. Leg blades for days.
Okay, so I have maybe a question here, and this probably, we probably don't have time for a long discussion, but it feels worth raising. Do we just let the artifacts go into the ice well?
No, because the bad guys are going to come.
What bad guys?
Prime, that's what I was considering.
Facilitator?
Well, if we take them to Prime Facilitator, then he will get them.
Yeah, he's going to get them anyway.
I mean,
we can at least make it harder, make it take longer.
Yeah.
But we have to exonerate ourselves, though, don't we?
That's a good point. If we don't get
I gesture broadly to Zerum, who has confessed to doing murders.
Is the hatch...
Do we actually visible? Trust Zerum to stay? That's what I'm...
He's been there.
That's
he's
a great
he's
question.
There.
He's here right now. He's here right now.
That's a great and reasonable question.
Well, I guess if he's convicted and you can't be tried twice, right?
That's true.
If he
do we have double jeopardy on Avalon?
Do we have double jeopardy on Avalon?
But do we have Wheel of Fortune?
Tim, to answer your question, yes. Warlord Hura came out of the down a a gangplank, which is currently open. You could rush aboard quite easily.
We probably should at least try.
Yeah. I'm going to rush aboard.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
There goes Zabi.
Yeah, okay.
I was asking Zabi, if anybody had detect magic. Because that would be helpful to locate said artifacts. As opposed to running all over the ship trying to look for it.
Hell no.
That's what I do, though.
All right.
That's a jury.
Honestly, I just get it.
Zabi, you rush in. This is a starship like unlike any you've ever seen. It is quite interesting and alien in technology, but you get the most of the technology is sort of, you know.
I know tech.
The first words, yeah, you know tech, and the first words out of my mouth were almost technology is cyclical, and I don't know why that almost came out of my mouth. I think a 30 rock gag. Anyway, Alex, you're raising your hand.
Yeah, if Zabi is running into the ship, can I cast a spell on him real quick as long as the range is one bonded creature?
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
Great. I use my focus point to cast Akashic Fount, and you are now trained in Jinsoul lore. Go, find the artifacts.
Yes.
Go for it.
It unfolds in front of you, basically. You recognize, like, oh, that's the, you know, that's where the pilot might sit, that's where the gunners might sit. There's a what passes for a mess hall, a sleeping quarters. You can kind of, like, tell right away. It's all very neatly labeled in Jinsoul, which you don't actually can read, but you can kind of get the gist of it, I think, with Jinsoul lore. Do you want to roll for me, though, and see how quickly you can find these, where they might be storing those artifacts?
Yes. What kind of roll do I need?
You can do a perception. You could also do Jinsoul lore now that you're trained in it, basically. So I don't know which would be better for you.
I don't know what it
The Jinsoul lore DC will be lower, of course.
Just roll whatever other lore you have. It'll basically be
some other people can roll there.
So I'll follow him in because I'm going to use That's Odd.
Mm.
All right. I will roll my magic. Oh, it says no active encounter. I can't
roll it. No, you're trying to roll it as initiative. That's why.
Oh, I did?
Oh. Well, if it tells you there's no active encounter, that means you're trying to roll initiative.
Okay.
You just want to go to skills and roll
well,
the,
that's what I was doing. I went
scale.
To skills.
You went to maybe attributes.
I did. I did something strange.
Okay. Even with the combination of magic check and solar, you begin sort of poking around looking for something. You're able to kind of like find basically what is kind of like what you suspect is an armory, being because as you go in there, there's guns and leg blades sort of hanging off the wall and whatnot. you start looking around in there, and Dex comes in behind you. What's your that? Give me a That's Odd. Your That's Odd perception.
That's
check,
just
I guess,
it's
right?
just a it's just a thing.
What does it do again? What does it do again? Put it in there.
There you go. GM Fiat.
Okay. Yeah. fair enough. What you spot that is odd in this particular sort of armory, as Zabi's kind of beginning to like open cabinets and whatnot, that there is a kind of a much more formidable looking lock on one of the cabinets than the rest of them. And you suspect that that's the way they would keep the most valuable things.
Uh-huh.
The ship groans as the ice cracks a little bit more underneath it. And you guys can feel the weight of in the ship, feel it beginning to kind of pitch a bit more forward.
Okie dokie.
I can't suppose that meaningfully I could grab anything on this ship and try to hold it. Like, that's unreasonable, right?
You want to basically try to like with the
counterbalance,
kind of counterbalance. Look, you could slow things down a little bit. Obviously, you're not going to pull the thing out of the
closet
if it begins falling, and if it begins falling, you're going to have a split second to let go or go down with it.
Yeah,
but I think if you want to like leap up and grab a fin and kind of you know, like a car about to pull up and you kind of grab the bumper, you're definitely not going to pull the whole car. Mm-hmm. So I guess athletics. Give me an athletics.
Yeah, I was like, can I give you an athletics check for that?
Yeah. Cool.
Oh.
Okay.
Can I hero point that?
You know what? Yes. Why not? Make sure everyone has a hero point today. Everyone does now. So.
Okay. One second. I have to close out and reopen it. Thank you.
Hey.
Much better.
22. Mm. Yeah. So you're like kind of grabbing onto a fin, maybe digging in your roots into the snow a bit.
Yeah.
Straining. Anybody else want to do anything while we head back inside?
I feel like
I do not want to go in the scary plummeting ship. No, thank you.
Yeah, I feel like I also feel like probably less of us should go in there because it'll start to weigh it down more anyway.
Yeah,
that's what I'm kind of worried about.
Yeah, all right, Zabi and Dex, you're faced with a locked cabinet.
Okay, it's like a computer's thing, right?
Computer crafting.
Crafting.
Unless you want to do something desperate. It's just kind of more, I guess it would be kind of a digital lock. But yeah, computers for picking locks and thievery for that kind of stuff.
Because I have a hacking kit, so.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
So. All right.
So, should we try to hack?
Yeah, do we want to assist the other or what?
We could each try.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Each of you try. Let's see. Switch.
Oh. I didn't try so hard. Oh, but mine's a 20 now. He hit it.
No, it doesn't count now. The dice. The result has been recorded as a 13.
This is important. I need to re-roll that with a hero point.
Are you going to re-roll? Okay.
I am.
Thank you, Keely Rule.
Yes. Yes.
Better.
I will re-roll with the hero point.
Sure. All right.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Good lord. Okay.
You did better than me.
Just let the artifacts fall into the pit.
Yeah.
No, no, 1920. So the two of you it takes a little bit of time. You're in there cuz it's, you know, alien technology. Maybe it's like you're realizing, "Oh, it's maybe biometric," and one of you goes out and like grabs the leg of the warlord and pulling it in there and just trying to get it hacked open. And as you're feeling like you're going to crack it, again, the whole, ship, kind of shifts forward a little bit. Bowser kind of like lifted a little bit off the ground. The two of you, I want to have the two of you in there just sort of, make reflex saves as the sort of cabinet opens wide and there are three artifacts in there and the whole thing, and the ship begins to kind of move to the point where you might lose your footing.
Okay.
Ah,
come on.
I am really badly.
These two are going to die in there.
We're going to die. We're going to die. Right.
So the two of you kind of fall over.
Oh.
Right? Kind of almost into the cabinet itself, right? You're like, but the artifacts are like within reach of you.
They're right there. They're just right there.
They're right there. So here's what I'm going to say too, right? Well, I know Zobby's got a lot of hands, so
I do.
You could grab three of them quite quickly, even though that's technically against, you know, you can only use two of them, blah, 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 whatever. You've got a lot of hands, but you've also got to kind of like stand up to get on out of here.
Okay.
You're going to, I'll tell you, if you do both of those things, you're in the ship when it begins to sort of tilt.
Oof.
Okay. Which doesn't mean you can't run and jump your way out of it. I'm not saying you're going to be dead if you do both those things. I'm just saying if you do both those things, it's going to be harder for you to get out of the ship before it goes down.
Yes.
I'll get you.
But for both of you, the same as that's for both of you, by the way.
Okay.
We gotta stand.
That's what I'm going to do, though.
Holding people.
I'm going to grab them.
Grab them.
And try to get out.
Okay. So you grab them. You grab them up. You stand up and begin running through it. Dex, what are you grabbing one, two, and or just getting up and getting out?
If he grabs all three of them, then I'm basically gonna get up
Help.
And run
yes.
with him.
Okay,
I'm actually kind of like push him. I'm gonna push him. Well, forward.
Let's say you're the first one out of the ship.
Okay,
just getting up and scrab because it's not just standing up and getting. You kind of have to scrabble like at an upward angle to get towards the gangplank and the room that you're in. So you're scrambling up. You're scrambling up. Zobby's down there. He's grabbing the artifacts. You get onto the sort of the edge of the gangplank as the ship begins to sort of fully go down. Where Zobby is kind of running towards the portal that is the sort of edge of the entry of the ship as it's kind of like beginning to fall away. Zobby. Right. Leaps forward, I imagine. She's leaping for
yes.
to not die.
I extend my commercial baton.
Ooh, okay.
Like out right. for him to grab.
Ooh, Ooh. All right. Ooh.
As I'm
that.
At the entry, like grabbing a hold of the edge of the entry, like I extend it, yeah, it out yeah. for him to grab.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice. I guess, John, give me a, this is going to be, a, you know, grabbing grab an edge, basically, right? Which for I'm pretty sure is a, another reflex save.
Another reflex save. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your choice of reflex or acrobatics. I don't know which is better for you.
I don't know either. reflex. reflex looks better.
Oh. Okay.
Oh,
yes, it's great. Nice. I saw that D20 like roll past that one.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah.
Again, you've got a couple artifacts sort of like tucked in like three arms and two or three more arms reaching out towards Dex's baton, grasping on you. Dex, you're able to pull him up onto the ice as this Jinsel ship just plummets into darkness, and you don't even hear it like made a faint distant eventually crash. And I guess you might probably like laying on your back on in the snow, like up at the
holding all the
not
things.
Quite sky, but the, you know, yep. like
that. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
So Dex starts laughing.
Yeah, yeah. That feels appropriate.
Yeah. You're going, woo!
Feels good. Yeah. Adrenaline is coursing through your body, but you have the artifacts, basically, you know, you're here in the bottom of this ice—not quite the bottom, but the deep levels of this ice well. So it's just a matter of returning. But now you know the time you've taken to get here and come go down all this way. At this point, your drones are live broadcasting, right?
Oh, good. Great.
Now, when they notice whatever's happening, it will take them some time to get to you as well. So unless you want to do anything in particular to avoid the authorities, they're going to essentially basically be meeting you at Springfrost's cabin as soon as you get there.
Sounds
That's
okay.
That's not the greatest impression on my friend.
It's not. So yes, you take the time to sort of like gather yourselves up and maybe, I don't think anyone got really even that injured during that, super injured during that fight, a little injured. Maybe you patch yourselves up a little bit. And sort of begin the trek back up. Again, it's a sort of a hike. It's like an hour or two, a couple of hours hike back up. And it's a little exhausting, a little tiring. The air is a bit thin for some of you. Some of you are getting maybe even a little acclimated to it. Zerum is obviously coming with you. He's just sort of, you see him, he's watching you, whoever's holding these artifacts the entire time. Just to sort of like clearly, his eyes look nervous. He doesn't look like, he just want to make sure that like, he doesn't know what you're going to do with them. And is there anything you want to do before you get to the cabin with these artifacts?
I guess that is a question, is what are we doing with them?
I don't know. Because I don't know that we want Mr. Man to get them.
Yeah, like, Prime Facilitator should not get them.
No, Prime Facilitator absolutely should not get them.
We should give him to our contact there and make sure he watches the video.
Oh, the
what,
lieutenant?
Spring Frost?
Lieutenant Hessop.
Oh.
Yeah, we could get them to Hessop, that's true. But I don't know how much Hessop could...
Is there anything wrong with returning them to the university?
Zerum just sort of buzzed. He said, they need to be destroyed.
Right.
Okay.
How do you destroy them?
How do we destroy them?
Problem is, do you have some sort of, I don't know, hydrogen fusion reactor handy or something like that? We could melt them with that.
I look at Zombie.
I have a very small sun.
Very small.
Then it might be too small.
Might be a little too small.
Even if you can just sort of like damage one of them a great deal, they won't be able to be put together to contact the first ones.
Okay.
How?
All right.
Just break it.
Let's pick a one that looks particularly fragile and just unload on it.
Yeah,
Zombie, do you want to blow something up?
I was going to say, we have an explosives expert and a technomancer. Yeah. Sure, the two of them can work together on this.
Let us find the weak port part in this one of these devices and attach six explosives to it.
Okay.
Yes.
And then getting far away, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, dreams. Can you look at this thing and find this a weak point?
Sure.
Oh yeah, Justin. Why don't you give me what kind of skills? You know things about.
Okay.
Magic and whatnot and Arcana. Yeah, give me an Arcana check.
Sure.
Oh,
look at that. 24. Nice. You know, you think they're not artifacts in the sort of traditional artifacts, and they can only be destroyed by a very specific set of circumstances. Mm-hmm. These are just like super high technology, items,
okay,
right? And you think six bombs sort of placed, that maybe like there's you're fiddling with
shaped
one of them
charges, and, you know,
shaped charges exactly. And you're fiddling one of them, and you know, they it does. It's not like they just sort of like magnetically connected with one another, but there are kind of look like there might be, and my brain is kind of going a little bit towards limitation configuration kind of thing, but they do kind of shift a little puzzle boxy wise that there's a little bit of a port. And you imagine if you grabbed a couple of them, twist them a little bit so they could actually like plug in together, USB port almost ish. But a port shape charges, should damage it enough so that the couldn't probably possibly be used again. And John, I'm not going to make a roll for this because you've done plenty of rolling already.
I have assurance and explosive lore anyway.
That's enough. That's enough.
Assurance and explosive. How?
wouldn't you want the person who has explosive lore to have assurance in
that's
it?
That's the second time I get to use that.
Honestly, yes.
Right?
I would prefer he have good assurance in that.
I mean, it's never
and insurance.
Did you take the insurance?
No, that's why I got in trouble. I don't have insurance. I said I have assurance. They thought I said I had insurance, and that was the end of that job.
That's true. You set these charges off. Me, you know, you go 100 feet away or whatever. Blow this thing to bits. At least it has the general shape and whatnot as of an exploded cartoon cigar, right? Just all clearly it's busted. This thing is not going to be of any use to anyone. And Jem's like, well, okay. I mean, that should do it. That should do something. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for this. I think you've done a great service to your own universe here.
I hope so.
I
hope so too.
Are you gonna tell us what was gonna happen?
Yes, the first ones would have been summoned here, and they would have taken over your universe, like they took over mine when I was just a boy.
Okay.
And trust me, that's not pretty.
Yeah. So here's the thing. We're going to need you to answer for some of your crimes here, because you did do a murder. You did do that.
I did.
That was our friend.
And they think we did that.
Yeah.
I understand. I'm sorry about that. Again, I backed the wrong horse. It's a saying in my world. You have horses here? I haven't seen anything like that.
No.
Not on
this planet specifically, but...
Not in my ice well. Actually, do horses canonically exist in Starfinder?
Castrovel.
I would imagine they do, yes.
I don't think they're real horses. I think they ride raptors and weird six-legged nonsense.
They do ride
those
weird alien things, yeah. You're right.
Do just like horses?
Right. There might not be horses.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Back to the show to watch you.
Everyone, to the books.
Yeah.
Where are any
horses? They're like, hold on.
Control F horse.
This is the closest I've ever felt to an operational session. Hang on, we have to derail this for are there horses in Starfinder? We have to call a quick break to be right back, everyone.
Should I text Jenny?
Yeah, republishing
on,
Space Cavalier,
Justin.
But with completely different animals.
It has to be. It would have to be. No time is going to pass for the listener, but we're going to take about 40 to 50 minutes to search this. And we're back. It turns out we don't know. We'll never know.
No, we do know because Izzelgoon are horse-sized. If we didn't have horses in Starfinder, we would know that Izzelgoon are horse-sized.
Gosh,
is that how they're described?
Anything but use the metric system.
Yeah, no, he's right. That's actually a good point.
He's right.
He did it.
Translation for the modern observer.
So I guess horses have to be a point of reference that are accessible to your average. So anyway, great. Okay.
Anyway,
good enough.
Yeah.
All right. Zerum continues. He says, "Yes, of course. Again, this has been a terrible mess. It is all my fault. Well, it is mostly my fault. Some blame has to go onto those Jinsels and Prime Facilitator, I think, but for taking advantage of my naivete. But that's neither here nor there. Let's get out of this ice well."
Yes, I think let's all go have a nice cup of cocoa up at the top and wait to be arrested for crimes most of us didn't commit.
Fair enough. That's what I like better, that you get there maybe a little before them and you're just waiting.
Oh, I'm sitting there waiting for whoever's coming to arrest us with a cup of cocoa ready to talk us out of trouble. That's my job here.
As we enter, I apologize in advance. Yeah, to Spring Frost.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's about to happen?
I believe the striving authorities will be here soon because our companion, unfortunately, did some less than pleasant things.
I see.
But he's ready to turn himself in for them.
That's good. That's good. It's better to meet them here than on the road back, I suppose. It's just... Well, it'd be more comfortable for everyone. Let me get everyone some hot drinks. Make sure some cocoa, some hot barley tea, et cetera, et cetera. Half an hour, 45 minutes later, when you're on maybe your second mug full, there's a sort of, some flashing lights, some siren sounds sort of outside. A kind of a electronic voice outside, this is the striving authorities. Please put down your weapons. We are coming in.
We have cocoa ready for you.
Yep.
A couple of these protector anisites kind of come into the door, guns trained on you and whatnot, and followed quickly by Lieutenant Hessop, actually. And he's just like, hold up, everyone. I think they're ready to come peacefully. And he kind of looks at all of you and he gives a little bit of a sigh. I did ask you not to leave the city.
I understand, but the mini marshmallows here were just so good we couldn't pass it up. You understand.
Oh, this is outside the city?
We hit the real killer.
I'm so sorry. I didn't realize we were outside of the city.
You're a good 3 hours away from the nearest city limits in an ice well.
Look,
these are.
But it's the metropolitan area. You can see how I would get confused.
I mean, clearly, Lieutenant, you have authority here, and therefore it simply must be a part of the city, because if it wasn't a part of the city, you wouldn't have authority here.
Yeah.
That's a little circular. But...
Either this is part of the city, or you can't arrest us.
Well, I'm here to ask you to come back to the city with me.
I got a problem with that, because I scooch the artifact across the table.
Yeah,
because the artifacts are there. We have the guy that did all this, and Prime Facilitator is involved in this. In fact, he's a prime facilitator. Prime.
No. Lieutenant kind of is looking. He doesn't look like incredibly surprised by that revelation, because I think he told you he might have said suspicions about that, what's going on. But he does kind of look sort of like back at the sort of anisites are there, and he says, stand outside. and they kind of clank away. Okay, what do you mean, prime facilitator? Is that true all the way to the top?
Yeah, he wanted the artifacts for himself.
Ask our ask our friend here.
I'm not about to have a conversation with myself here. That's too too two NPCs are going to right now. what are you hoping to do? No, there's a sort of Zerum just sort of says, "Yes, sure. Officer, yeah. I would like to confess. I have records that I would love to could show you.
And we have video.
Yeah,
cute trick, by the way.
Thank you.
We'll let that slide, though. I think. Especially if we're about to
solve several crimes in one and handle some corruption.
I know it's a lot. It's definitely going to be a big shakeup, for sure. Yes. Listen, you're still going to need to go in front of the machine court to present your evidence.
All right.
And I think the way things have been going, I think we're just going to have to take you straight there and make sure you don't try any more funny business. You and your friend here.
Voss, have you ever been in a courtroom drama?
No, but I guess I'm going to have to learn. I did audition for one once.
On the way back to the city, I guess.
Yeah.
And how did that go? Did you get it?
No.
Obviously not, because you're in a different show right now.
No.
Without much further ado, you're sort of packed into some basically police vehicles. And maybe someone takes the car that you kind of borrowed to get out here, drives it back along with you. And just sort of, gently escorted. The lieutenant, it's all, what's the word I'm looking for? It's polite, right? Lieutenant's being, he's not like mm-hmm. police brutality-ing you in any fashion, right? It's just a matter of like, you're cooperating. He's being quite nice. He knows that, he's had his suspicions about some shady business, at Central Security anyway. So, you're just sort of given, not handcuffed, not even that. I'm just sort of like, put him back. Don't try anything. Lieutenant's going to be back there with you and sort of takes you in. And as you're heading back the couple, hours, he's sort of asking you to fill him in on anything that you would prefer to fill him in on. Otherwise, you don't have to tell him anything, obviously. But...
I mean, I think we probably leave the extra dimensional hopping out of it, unless Zerum brings that up.
Okay.
And I think we can go with Zerum thought he was helping avert catastrophe by doing a little murder. Whether that's true or not is up for someone else to decide. But the fundamental thing here is that he did the murder, and therefore we didn't.
Yes. Do you tell Lieutenant about the Jinsels?
I mean, there's video of the Jinsels on the drones, right?
Yeah.
So I think probably,
I think
probably we lay out everything except Zerum is from another dimension. I think that's probably the only bit that we don't drop on him, because that seems wild.
it is a bit wild.
If they really ask, he had some kind of vision. I don't know, man. Magic.
You ask him, he fed us some story we don't know, but he sure did confess to a murder.
He thinks he's from another dimension.
He says he's been looking the same day over and over and over again.
Obviously, he's criminally insane.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe that'll be in his favor. Okay, so he's the lieutenant's a little bit also surprised when he's sort of scrubbing through the footage and seeing you guys sort of fight these Jinsels. He's like, Jinsels, holy crap. All right, this is definitely something that the machine court is going to have to adjudicate upon. I mean, this is alien invasion stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you get back. You sort of escorted directly to the machine court, who's having a special session just for you. And classic sort of
I love it when they throw a party just for me.
Well, it doesn't feel like a party because it feels like a empty kind of room with spotlights kind of shining down upon you, and the machine court being sort of clearly high above you and in shadow, and just their voices kind of ringing out, very, very science fictiony.
This is a fancy room where I'm in the spotlights. How is this not a party?
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. You make it all a party if you want it to be. And, you know, we get the whole spiel of the machine court is now in session. The and jump, then list your meet about me.
Yeah. What three episodes of machine court nonsense? I just want to be clear.
Silence. And you know, you're rattle off your names as the defendants here presenting their case in the murder of Tier 99 Professor. The sort of like, not they don't call it murder, but they call it, you know, premature shutdown of Tier 99 Professor. Defendants, how do you plead?
Not guilty, Your Honor.
Not guilty.
It was the butler. He did it.
And GM kind of raises his hand. I'm actually the guilty one, Your Honor.
Yeah.
Duly noted.
Well, that was easy.
Oh, all right. Cool. Time to go.
Present. You, yeah, defendants, present your evidence.
I guess we start showing. I guess we like slide the video footage across the table.
Yes. Put the artifacts on the counter.
Your machine honors. You see, we were the six of us were accused of the murder of our dear friend and colleague, Tier 99 Professor, known affectionately to many of us as Tierney. Quite simply, we did not do this thing. And indeed, Tierney entrusted us with important information upon their death to ensure that, you know, we could follow the trail. Also, this dude confessed, and we'll tell you all about it, and we have video footage of that. And also, there were ginsels involved. And so, in conclusion, no, this is all a huge misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you present up all your evidence. I'm not going to have you roll for this because it's, you know, pretty cut and dry, I think, what you, all the stuff that you have. How that particular sort of set of information that you have, the videos and whatnot, is all pretty good. It's going to clear your name for at least the murder and the theft of the artifacts, which is one of the things you're sort of
that too.
Fought for. Mm-hmm. ZRM sort of confesses all of that. It does come down to, I want to know, maybe what we're going to have a role for is how well you think you can sort of like implicate Prime Facilitator in this, a sort of powerful, well-known, you know, Anasite's leader, basically, you know, it's basically police commissioner, essentially.
Yeah.
And saying that he's been a part, because a lot of that data, that sort of like all the stuff that is, Mazirim has some stuff, some communications with them that's all been electronic.
Right.
And some of the electronic trail that you've been following has kind of been tampered with and erased sort of as you've been going along.
Right.
So how do you talk about that? Let's talk about how you want to present that particular bit of evidence and how schmoozy you want to be about it, or how factual, you know, how much facts you want to present, and we can have a couple rules with that.
I feel like it's so hard to prove because so much of the evidence has been erased. But ironically, I feel like maybe that's what we lean on here, is we say, like, this is this cover up and framing of us had such weight and skill behind it that no one but someone at that level could possibly have pulled it off.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And it shows the communication between him, Serum, shows that he was perfectly aware of what was going on.
Yeah, I think so. I think
communication with the guilty party.
Yeah.
And did not arrest that guilty party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And indeed sort of let him faff about the city and just kept pushing Lieutenant Hessop. Mm-hmm. And you know, maybe if Lieutenant Hessop will say anything, I don't know, he might not want to, that's fine. But like just be like, yeah, like the boss kept pushing on us. Who else could have possibly kept up the heat?
Terrific. Okay.
Not to mention they kept finding us over and over again.
Well, it's hard to hide in this city of robots.
It's true.
Robot.
So let's do a couple. Let's say the party's presenting this evidence. You know, Alex, Tim, you guys could have talked this through. Do you want to give me some roles on, and you two, Isis, presenting this and being convincing? So, you know, diplomacy is good. Ooh. If you want to talk about like the technology behind it. I'll say you can use computers to talk, you know, to sort of for that purpose. Mm-hmm. Or if you have any lore that you think would fit, is also good. Or if you want to just use your acting, Isis is going to be like,
you know, just roll performance.
Evidence you in know a very what? Convincing.
Yes.
Could I
just use it?
Yeah.
Might as well. Could I, in this case, utilize my striving lore to like specifically cite things that I would know about the city and how it operates in a way that's like, who else could have like done this?
Yeah, because you know about the sort of the governmental structure of striving with striving.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and just
definitely,
definitely. Awesome. Let's do striving lore then.
Okay. Can I apply the clue in?
Yes. Yes, this is all. This is the wrapping up of the case. This is the Poirot moments.
That would be a circumstance bonus.
Plus one circumstance. I'll take that.
Yeah. Right. And I will do computers.
Where's my? Come on. Thank you.
Okay. Come on, Patsy. Come on, Patsy. A perfectly average 16. Do I reroll that? I got a 10 on the die. 50% chance.
Well, maybe a little better.
If you get less than a 10, it will be better automatically because it'll add 10.
You're right. All right. We are heroically using my final hero point of the season.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm also going to use mine.
This is Patsy's moment. She's in the spotlight. It's everything she could have ever wanted. I have used the Keeley rule and get a 24.
That's how the Keeley rule works. That's what the Keeley rule is for.
Yeah.
Keeley rule. Because, you know,
same
you
with
wanna, like,
24 buddies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's 24 on that. Dex, you don't have any more hero points left.
I don't
left.
Have any more hero points. No. I used it.
Okay.
You used it not dying.
Can not die, yes.
No. Voss just like picks up a file. It's completely an unrelated file, but she picks it up like it's important and starts talking about
gesturing with it.
Yeah, basically, gesturing with
holding up a data pad like it just contains everything. This is the important. Yeah. Man. So you lay this out. It does. There is a just, you know, a few moments now. You know, your evidence has been taken into consideration. Now the machine court will deliberate. Deliberating. 50% deliberating.
Just a loading bar, just like appear on like in like presentation screen
on the court on the bench.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm imagining like when you're waiting at the crosswalk and it goes, wait.
No, that's the voice. Yeah, that's definitely the voice. This is a purely emotionless electronic voice sort of echoing out over it. I think with a couple 24s on there, you basically, you know, they say you have presented information that is quite disturbing to implicate Prime Facilitator in this matter. The investigation will continue and he will be they will be removed from their position while internal affairs can sort through this matter. Zerum, and then you have been found guilty of the murder of Professor Tier 99 Professor. You will be sentenced to a number of years in prison. And he basically, you know, kind of like, and for the theft of the artifact, he gets sort of like the book thrown at him, basically. And books. He just kind of well, data pad, I guess. And so, you know, he kind of sheepishly
I'll ask for leniency because he did assist us in.
Fair enough. Right. Okay. Yeah. That will be taken into consideration. Your sentencing will occur in 1 week. So there'll be a sentencing hearing later on, but he's basically found guilty. And the rest of you are found not guilty. Those particular crimes. The lieutenant sort of meets you outside machine court, basically to take Zerum into full custody. And he's just like, again, sorry about all this. If there's anything you need, you know, you have my number. You can.
The drones are going away. Yes.
Yes, the drones go away. The drones are removed. I guess it's one of the things. He comes in and he sort of collects them, basically. So with gets a remote program on his data pad, and sort of they all zoom off. You know, the footage they will keep, of course, for as evidence. But
sure.
You are no longer being surveilled 24/7. You're free to go, he says, basically. And if there's anything you need from me in the future, you know, don't hesitate to ask.
I hope that your work on this case gets you a promotion.
Yes.
Me too. Well, we'll see about that. It's difficult here, you know, not being an Anasite and on an Anasite police force.
But yeah,
we do what we can. Yeah, I can do that. And no offense, but I hope there's no occasion for me to run into you much more in the future. Maybe we can get a drink one time.
I tell you what, we're having a party in a few weeks. I'll make sure you get an invite, okay?
Oh, right, fair enough. Yes.
For the holiday, yes.
For the holiday, yeah. For the holiday. All right, well, appreciate that. Appreciate that, man. He heads off. Okay. So, there you are, the six of you, free. The mystery solved. Tier 99's murder solved, cleared. Besides the party that's going to happen in a couple weeks, which we've all heard already, what's next? Let's talk about how your stories wrap up here, at least in this case.
Well, obviously you're all invited to the Van Dyne holiday party. Obviously. I mean, this goes without saying. We've had some times together, haven't we?
I'm concerned about this Jinsel threat.
Yeah, that does seem kind of bad.
So, Zabi, do you spend some time just sort of like going to the... Are you leaving the planet? You just spend some time sort of like worrying, thinking about like, oh, are there any more Jinsels here? You're going to listen to the air, you know, listen to the, I don't want to say airways, but you basically, you know,
well,
listen for transmissions.
I learned a lot while I was on that ship. I'm going to try to understand their technology a little bit more to maybe learn, you know, Jinsel lore full-time myself.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Skittermander leg blades.
I'm picturing we sort of like late, you know, maybe we fade out a little bit and we fade into about like a couple weeks later, maybe even after this, after the holiday party, we can kind of see Zabi's apartment just sort of plastered with like sketches of Jinsels and information from various InfoSphere sites printed out for some reason, red string kind of everywhere.
They're here. And they're here somewhere, right. And I will find them.
Yeah.
Okay. I see maps of Abalon, of different ice worlds. Thinking about all of that, and maybe finding something, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Dark rings around your eyes.
Oh no.
Yeah. So much. But he's fine, right? He's got the other five of you checking in on him every once in a while. He's not going too far.
Every now and then we have to go check and see that his room is still there and not exploded into bits. So, you know.
Yeah, sure, yes. Well, whose turn was it this week for the wellness check? Okay.
Yeah.
Isis, what about Voss? Is Voss just going to be acting, or any change there?
I can't imagine she's going to leave the city after this, at least not anytime soon. So, I mean, in the downtime between all of this, I think she also is going to check in on Sarah or whatever every now and then, too. I'm a little bit concerned about that man. Also to check that he's, like, still there. If he's, like, reality jumping... Yeah. I don't know why, you know.
Yeah, that jail might not hold him.
Yeah, I don't know that it'll hold him.
It does
him.
Look like, you know. But we could have this sort of scene where, like, you go to visit him in prison, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe you're sort of under the pretense of, like, getting some tips for a role or whatever. And he's got the prison jumpsuit on, right, and whatever.
Yeah.
And you go behind the glass and whatnot. And he's like, yo, no, I'm serving my time here. I'm serving my time. It's getting a little boring. I gotta tell you,
I suspect so.
I have been tinkering a little bit here and there. Now, look, I don't fully understand the technology that allowed me to hop between the dimensions, but I've been checking out some books from the library, downloading some ebooks onto the prison issue data pad they give me, and just reading about, you know, quantum mechanics and that sort of thing. Pretty interesting.
Sure.
So keep busy.
All right.
Is what I'm saying. Okay. He's kind of giving you a little bit of a smirk.
Yeah. Fair enough.
It'll be some other universe's problem. That's fine.
Yeah, it'll be. Don't worry about it.
Fair enough. And I hope that you're doing okay, and the rest of you, your friends, are doing okay.
So far, so good.
He's dimension hopping on like a prison shiv.
He's making toilet quantum fluid.
Yeah.
That
allows him to. I mean, he's going in that direction. Probably.
Quantum.
He's gonna carve a bar of soap into a dimensional
the like prison wine you just make from like any drink available, just like porting it in.
All right. Jocelyn, how's Dreams go back to teaching?
Dreams is going to go back to the university and take over the professor's old students. Continue the professor's research line. And one day, you know, after the tournament, he'll take the trophy that the team won over to the professor's monument. And, you know, have a little chat, tell him how things are going, show him the trophy.
That's nice. Yeah. You get all of his, like, you find all of his notes on the first ones and just sort of continue that research. And I think at some point, like, you know, months and months pass later that the other two sort of non-broken artifacts are, you know, returned after they're no longer evidence, are returned to the university. And you can kind of, like, get a look at them and get an idea. You start to think of ideas like, oh, wow. You learn how to use them, so you know how they don't get used. So you can kind of keep them, keep watch over them for a bit longer. Yeah. Tim, what's Dex up to?
So he hangs out, and he may do a little consulting on the side.
Sure. Yeah.
Because it's kind of hard. He probably has a little repertoire with the lieutenant. To like, you know. And they probably do go out for drinks and do cop talk.
Right, yeah.
And he assists him probably on a couple cases, but he likes people, not machines. Fair enough. Like talking to his coffee maker.
Yeah.
I think at some point, the lieutenant does get a promotion, probably.
Congratulations.
Captain? What is it?
Captain? I guess
captain. Captain. Not,
if we
not
follow venture officer captain. Ranks, it's captain, and so therefore it's captain.
It's captain. It's
I'm just trying to think of like if there's a between lieutenant and captain. I'm trying to, and all I can think of is I think it's just lieutenant.
Sergeant? I don't know.
Sergeant. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
It's below.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Low, I think.
Is it? Oh, never mind. Okay. He gets a, but it's not like he's right. With a squad.
Sure.
His own squad, but he basically gets a sort of like more authority, more cases, more better cases and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Thanks to you. And he's again, cheers.
And then he goes. He gets back on his ship and he goes back to Absalom Station.
Back to Absalom Station. Okay. Fair enough.
Continue his investigation practice.
I just want to have like suddenly it's black and white and you're like heading into your offices back in Absalom Station and there's just a dame there.
Yeah,
I was like smoking a cigarette.
I've been waiting.
Goodness, you're here. I think my husband is trying to kill me. Cut away from that.
Aren't you a tall drink of water?
And the light comes on, and she's fully made of water.
Yeah,
it's a Farrah, just a body of water shaped like a lady, but then inside, just where there's
she's a Stella Farrah.
She's just a little cuttlefish fish in there. sorry, I had to do the pun.
So good.
All right, what about bows?
I have a very important question. Is the interdimensional bachelor pad that Zerum was living in still there?
Yeah, you know what? He didn't maneuver it, like, so it's still there, right? It's still weirdly, like, maybe you know it's covered up or whatever,
because
but, like, you know where to find it.
Bowser's thought is to open a satellite location of like Springfrost's lodge.
Nice.
As like a like essentially like a
like a way station.
Special room you can rent that's right on that floor.
Oh,
nice.
And
terrific.
So they want to decorate and then have that be like a subset of Spring Frost's practice.
Not keeping love the it, 70s love it, love motif.
I'm keeping the 70s motif. I'm just redecorating the parts that are like burned and bloody.
Yeah.
I mean, there was some blood on the shag carpeting. At
so
one
that, as you pan away from the door, as she walks in and closes the door, you hear like Bee Gees music as you pan
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
You basically you have this big chunky plastic black thing, and you find a console for it, and you can shove it in there,
and chunk it on there, and
it starts playing Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
Last but not least, Patsy.
Yeah. Well, Patsy obviously has much to do to prepare for the holiday party.
Of course.
I think as much as possible. Like, first of all, Patsy takes 3 days to just sleep and do nothing, right? Like, it's been a harrowing week for her. I think, like, as much as possible, like, she still, like, keeps in touch with, you know, all of the rest of the party and everything. You know, they've been through a thing together, right? And that creates a bond, quite literally, as it happens. But I think she probably, like, more so than anyone else, just tries to go back to normal life and is like, that was fun. I'm never doing that again. And that probably lasts. Yeah. That probably lasts right up until Grandmother Rat comes a calling.
Yeah.
Because there is a debt to pay, and I think in the back of her mind, she knows that one day that will come due, and it will probably be sooner than she wants.
Yeah, maybe you're going through striving streets at one point. Maybe after a big shopping trip, you've got a bunch of like bags, and
absolutely, yeah,
boxes and whatnot with you.
And they're like arm in arm with Vasilisa, just, you know, gabbing.
Yeah. She's like, oh yes, it's good. I don't know if you have like people to carry stuff for you, or do you?
I don't think my family is wealthy enough that I have people to carry things for me. Okay. So probably so not. It's so probably Vasilisa is probably shouldering most of it.
She's got a lot of it. And this like coin, this which is an artifact in and of itself. This sort of like coppery gold coin sort of like bounces and like out of an alley, kind of in front of you, mm-hmm. and rolls, and it's like right up in the face of it is a picture of a rat, right?
Yeah,
essentially. Mm. And you can look and see where it kind of came from, and there's a shadowy figure standing there. And that's where we kind of cut. We just sort of like leave that.
Yeah.
We see the look on your face. We see the look on his face, and we don't know what that's going to be. But that's what's coming to call. With that, we fade to black and credits roll. Hey, that's the end. Of our campaign, A Murder in Metal City. And the end, ? Yes, it is the end. So thank you all for playing with me here. Thank you for
running.
Yes.
And thanks to everyone who's watching and listening, for tuning in for these episodes.
And
yes. Done.
Stay tuned, because we have another great adventure coming, Jason. Don't we?
That's true. We do. Mm-hmm. Let's keep them in suspense as to what it is exactly. But
yes.
Keep it on this channel, and we'll have another campaign. Who knows what it might be?
No.
What's that behind him? What's that on my shoulder back there? Some kind of devil? What could it mean?
What could it mean?
Gasp.
Well, it was great playing with y'all. Thank you so much.
Good playing with y'all. And to everyone out there, stay on your toes. I don't know.